Good morning, brothers and sisters. Have you shouted for joy yet? Shall we shout for joy that we are the Lord's perfect love? We're free from sin. Even the Lord praises us as the perfect one. We're the most compatible with Him. The Lord died in order we're perfect forever. There is no more hindrance between us and the Lord. We're the closest with God. The Bible said, but when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, it is once and for all. It is the perfect salvation that He nailed on the cross. A single sacrifice is good enough for all our sins. The Bible mentions, but when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, He sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time until His enemies should be made a footstool for His feet. Rightly, we shall shout for joy, for we became the perfect one and the Lord Jesus has won the greatest victory. I can say we're the one caught for a single battery of the Lord. Not only the salvation of the Lord saved us from sins, and we are perfect through Him whom the Lord appreciates and loves. Rightly, we shall be boastful and shout for joy, to give glory to the Lord and His salvation. I like to sing a song with you, in God's family hymnal, the first, Psalm 194. For all time, a single sacrifice for sins. Shall we sing this song? For there is no English version, so we'll read the translation. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice, He sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time until His enemies should be made a footstool for His feet. For a single offering He had perfect for all time those who are being sanctified, and the Holy Spirit also bears witness to us. God will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more. I hope you have time to quiet yourself and respond to Him, or you can sing another hymn to worship the Lord. Let's have some time to be with Him face to face. You can stop the recording and we'll read the Bible when you're done. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we'll read in the Gospel according to Mark chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. And when He returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that He was at home, and many were gathered together, so that there was no more room, not even at the door. And He was preaching the word to them. And they came, bringing to Him a paralytic carried by four men. And when they could not get near Him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above Him. And when they had made an opening, they let down the bed on which the paralytic lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, He said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there, questioning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak like that? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And immediately Jesus, perceiving in His spirit that they thus question within themselves, said to them, "Why do you question these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, take up your bed and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," He said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your bed and go home." And he rose and immediately picked up his bed and went out before them all, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this." The story mentioned the Lord healed the paralytic and his four friends was also written in the Gospel according to Matthew and the Gospel according to Luke. However, the way this story was written in these three books was different. For instance, the Gospel according to Matthew didn't write that there were many people and the friends removed the roof of the house, while the Lord Jesus healed the paralytic. And in the Gospel according to Luke mentioned there were too many people to carry the paralytic into the house. Thus, his friends went up to the roof and laid down the paralytic from between the ties and put him right in front of Jesus. The Gospel according to Mark mentioned there were so many people. It was written that there was no open space in front of the door. Thus, his friends went up to the roof and then removed the roof. Why did these three books of Gospels have different recordings? They wrote about the same incident, yet the details were different. However, there was something quite strange that it couldn't be seen, but it is recorded in all three books of the Gospel. The Lord Jesus saw their faith. That is something which we couldn't see. How can we know Jesus saw their faith? Obviously, the confidence of the paralytic and his friends was the main point of this incident. Regardless of what was the situation at that time, or with what method the paralytic's friends used, the reason why the Lord Jesus performed this miracle and healed the paralytic was because of their faith. These remind us that man may focus on the environment and methods, but what God values is the faith of men. Those who have faith will surely see the glory of God and experience His deeds. May you and I have confidence day by day. It is our faith that we come before God and enjoy Him. To trust in His steadfast love, to trust in His heart to us, to trust that God will give us the best always. We should enjoy the time given by the Lord. The three books of the Gospels all mention the Lord Jesus seeing their faith, but it didn't mention what was the feeling of the Lord when He saw their faith. Let us meditate on it. If the Lord Jesus sees the faith of yours and mine, what do you think of the Lord's feeling? That's right, He must be very happy. Our faith can captivate the Lord's heart. The Lord's heart is overwhelmed by our faith. I believe the heart of the Lord Jesus was so pleased when He saw the faith of the paralytic and his friends. He appreciated them so much, overjoyed and was glad because of their faith. Let's read in verse 5. And when Jesus saw their faith, He said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." I felt the Lord couldn't wait to heal the paralytic, for they had the full confidence. He was really responsive. I'd like to encourage all of you to lift up our eyes and look at the heart of the Lord and His love to us with our eyes of faith day to day. Let us captivate the Lord's heart with the jewel of our gladness. We absolutely believe that the Lord loves us most in any situation. There are so many people in the world. Let the Lord love us most. The Lord is responsive whenever we exercise our faith. He loves to bless us, even if we are weak and stumbled. Let us stand up at once through faith. The Lord will help us immediately and without any hesitation. Definitely. I felt the paralytic was very blessed, for his friends were very good to him, and these four friends were more special than all of his friends. First of all, they helped the paralytic to come before God. They were rich in love. In fact, they all knew the Lord Jesus was the only one who could help this friend. Not only they were rich in love, but faith as well. They believed the Lord Jesus had the power of healing. Thus, they brought the paralytic to Jesus. As you can imagine, the whole process was quite difficult. It was not just about walking a distance to see Jesus, but to lift him up to the roof. I just wonder how they could lift the paralytic up to the roof. If the paralytic and his friends were lacking in faith towards the Lord, I believe they couldn't dare to make such a great effort to lift the paralytic up to the roof. If the paralytic had no confidence, he would tell his friends to forget about it. If one of the friends had no faith, there was no way to put the paralytic on the roof. Truly, it was very outstanding of their faith which makes this entirely thing happen. It is a good reminder to us that it is worthy for us to ponder and worthy for our imitation. In addition, the love and confidence of these four friends, they were also determined. As I said before, the gospel according to Mark especially record it was crowded and there was no space even at the door. But the friends didn't give up. Even though they couldn't get close to the Lord, they still fought off alternatives. The only way was to make their way to the roof. You see how determined they were to remove the roof, disregarding the compensation they need to pay. The goal was so clear, and it was their mission to achieve. They were willing to pay at all costs. Lastly, we appreciate not only the love of these four fellows, but faith and determination, as well as unity. Truly, it was their unity and in one mind in order to carry the paralytic to the Lord safely and in good condition. As you can imagine, they must have the best cooperation with one another. In order to place the paralytic lay flat on the ground, it is truly grateful and precious that the paralytic had four friends who loved him so much and were so honored and were rich in faith in God. If I were that paralytic, I would be so happy. If you were that paralytic, wouldn't you be grateful to have friends who like them? Not to mention, I think we would be very grateful though we have not been healed by the Lord Jesus during the process. Yet we are already experiencing the love and help from friends. That's very touching, isn't it? And the Lord Jesus appreciates brothers and sisters who love one another most. In fact, brothers and sisters, you and I have precious friends around. We have precious brothers and sisters who bring us back to God, to pray for us, who like us to be healed and blessed, isn't it? If you have experienced it before and have enjoyed this kind of love before, you shall give thanks to God. Many of our brothers and sisters are like these paralytic friends who have love and confidence. They all have the determination to follow the Lord. They all love one another in one heart. Hence, we don't need to envy for the paralytic who had four good friends. In fact, the Lord gives us this house, the brothers and sisters who loved us. Even if we are that paralytic, we're still blessed. But we shouldn't just think that we were like the paralytic and we're so blessed. We should also think of being the friends of the paralytic. The same, we can receive the praise from the Lord. We should have faith in the Lord. We may not be the ones being healed, yet we can be the blessing to others. Let us have faith in the Lord and have the determination to bring man to the Lord. We may not be the help to those around us, but the Lord will be able to help them for sure. Moreover, I believe the Lord will bless us if we are be one mind with the brothers and sisters. In addition, I meditate that brothers and sisters and I are already in the final stage of the church age. The completion of the church is just around the corner. We shall have the full confidence of the Lord, like the paralytic and his four friends. The glorious deeds of the Lord will be revealed, and even many are amazed and give glory to God and proclaim that we never saw anything like this. Brothers and sisters, I really hope to be with you and with brothers and sisters who loves the Lord to build the God's glorious church in this age, to bring the unprecedented revival and recovery. May the Lord fulfill the wishes of mine and many brothers and sisters. There is the most glorious bride before the Lord's coming. We are all well prepared and adorned to welcome for his coming. The Lord Jesus performed the miracle of healing the paralytic that shocked our hearts most was the revelation of his authority, especially when he said this surprising sentence, "Son, your sins are forgiven." I felt so shocked when I meditate on the sentence. On one hand, the Lord Jesus expressed that he is God. He has the authority to forgive sins. But I also know that forgiveness is not a casual matter. When the Lord Jesus spoke this sentence, he expressed his determination to die for you, for me, and the sinners of the world, in order to redeem us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Our sins be forgiven. It is the accomplishment of salvation for the forgiveness of our sins. In addition, the Lord Jesus used the word son to address this patient. He treated him like his own child. He has fully expressed his love. Jesus saw the weakness of his body. He knew the problem was not just to paralyze physically. The greatest need of his heart was the forgiveness of sins. I believe the paralytic and his four friends were shocked by this sentence. That was far beyond what their expectation before. All they could think of was his illness be healed, and they never thought not only Jesus was a doctor, but the Savior to forgive the sins of man. What they encountered was something awesome, for they have experienced God. They saw the glory of God, and the Lord Jesus was sent by God. At the same time, the Lord Jesus said, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Not only the people were shocked on the spot, the scribes and Pharisees were shocked as well, and they want to catch Jesus in the act. My heart was attracted by verse 8. Jesus perceived in his spirits that they thus questioned within themselves. The heart of the Lord Jesus knew their hearts. In fact, the Lord is able to know the hearts of others through his heart. Thus, I find it is very precious. The Lord Jesus knows well what we are thinking about and what we want. His heart understands our hearts. His heart knows our hearts. It is not just one-sided that he knows us. We are able to know the heart of the Lord Jesus. And what the Lord desires most is to be with us heart to heart. It is so wonderful that we have united with the Lord. Truly, we are heart to heart with him. Today, I just read verse 1 to 12 with you about how the Lord healed the paralytic. I hope you will read from verse 13 to 28, for there are other verses worthy for our meditation. I hope you have time to continue to draw near to the Lord and to finish those verses, to enjoy his words to you. May the Lord bless you.